It's US 99.5 Drew, and on the phone, the star of The Prophets hit TV show from CNBC, Marcus Lemonis.
Hello, Drew. How you doing?
It is an honor and a thrill to talk to you. We are in Chicago, and you have a lot of fans here.
Well, you can tell I'm a Blackhawks fan. I live in Chicago.
I love that you have homes everywhere, but you do call Chicago your main home.
No, I don't have homes everywhere. I have one home up north and one little apartment in the city. I love Chicago. You know, I was raised in Miami, Florida, and for college I decided to go to Marquette University in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Because I wanted to go far, far, far away from Miami.
Although, who leaves the warm weather of Miami for Milwaukee?
But I ended up in Chicago because I thought it was a great place. I think it's the best place in this country to do business because it's centrally located.
Mm-hmm.
You've got really lots of commerce, easy airport, and it's just been great for me. And my primary business is the RV business.
Yes.
And so it's easy for me to kind of visit Elkhart, but I can get, you know, I can get to Colorado or South Carolina pretty easily from Chicago.
And you're choosing Midway over O'Hare?
I'm choosing O'Hare. Midway's too far. It's easy in and easy out. Midway's just too far. I live on the northern side.
How many people do you have on your team?
7,000.
So if I say the name Thomas Newell, does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, Tom Newell. It runs my accounting for my small businesses.
Okay, so Tom and I, before I was a radio DJ, I still am. I'm a CPA. Tom and I worked at KPMG together, and I get all hella jealous because he keeps posting photos about you on his personal Facebook page. And I said, one day, I'm going to make it my goal. I'm going to reach out to Tom and say, you got to hook me up so I can at least say hello to your boss. And then this radio interview pops up, and I'm like, what are the odds?
But you're way more entertaining than Tom.
You're too kind.
The record that you're way more entertaining.
You know, the accountants get a bad rap, Marcus.
Well, they get a good rap. Me because they keep the numbers straight. They get a bad rap as leading the party. I probably wouldn't have you be the chairperson of the party.
Yes.
I would have you make sure that we had a budget for the party.
How are you picking the businesses to come in and say, I'm going to give you my time and my knowledge? You're setting that out. How are you choosing to say, okay, I'm going to give of my time and of my trust to you?
And my money.
Right?
It's a tough thing. In 3 years, we've done, you know, 30 some odd episodes, and I've had 40,000 and I'll be honest with you, it's a very tough process to pick the ones that are going to participate in the process because you always wonder, you know, much like when you're picking high school applicants to attend your college,
yep.
Did I miss out on somebody that I'm going to regret, or did I miss out on somebody that needs it more than this other person? And, you know, in 30-some-odd episodes, I've invested over $25 million, and it's my money. It's real money.
Yeah.
You know, when you're partying with it, you want to make sure that you're investing in people that you can believe in. And sometimes it works out, and unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't.
That's the part I love, because you are obviously a very smart business person, but you don't like to do contracts. You do a handshake, and nobody does that.
But my theory is a little different, right? You date before you get married. You watch the trailer before you buy the tickets to the movie. You read reviews before you eat at the restaurant.
Right.
I want to go through that same experience of knowing what it's going to be like to do business. If they can't honor their handshake, and I think this is a message for kids today.
Yeah.
If your handshake or your word doesn't mean anything, why do you think a piece of paper is going to make a difference?
That's one of the things that I love as a viewer and watching every week is that you just said you get 40,000 applications. You're only choosing a handful every season. And then you get this person where you come in and say, hey, I'm Marcus, and you know about my reputation. I'm here to help you. And the people are more often than not so resistant. How do you not know that you're $150,000 in debt and then this guy comes in to help you and you're still like, yeah, I don't want to give control?
I have a different perspective on it. I know as a viewer, people want to throw the remote at the television. But when you think about it, these are folks that have put their blood, sweat, and tears,
yeah,
life savings potentially into the business. And you have some guy or gal coming in telling them they're going to change everything and this is how it's going to be.
Yep.
And what you're messing with is pride. And pride is one of pride and pay plans. Those are the two things that you can't mess with people. You can't mess with their pay plan and you can't mess with their pride.
Things we want to know about Marcus Lemonis, the cause, the charity that you feel most strongly about, that you love the most.
I've always been very strong about St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, not because it's on TV, but my family helped start it many, many, many years ago down in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very fond of that. And then the second, and maybe more. more importantly, is homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
But I still cannot understand in this country how we have people going hungry or how we have people going homeless. It blows my mind. Now, I know there's not a solution for it today, and I don't have the answers to all of it, but it's heartbreaking. It really is.
Marcus Lemonis, have you ever gone to Kohl's and lied about having a 30% off coupon at home just so you could get the discount?
Yes.
Don't we all do that, right? We all have a common thread. I've got the coupon, I just forgot it.
Yeah, and usually the lady is like, okay, don't worry, I have one. But I tried it as Bed Bath & Beyond because you get those blue and white.
You get the 20% off coupon on the mail every week.
But they're very good about not giving them to you at the store anymore. And so you have to literally keep them in your glove box or you're out of gas.
Well, we love you in Chicago. If you hadn't figured that out, Marcus, the new episode of The Prophet on CNBC tonight at 9. And I would love to meet you in person the next time I know you're in town. I follow you on Twitter. And the last time you were in Westchester, which is my neighborhood, my area, I'm like, well, I'm downtown. I didn't know you were going to be there.
Well, let's definitely get together.
Thanks for your time today. All the best to you.
Take care, buddy.
He is Marcus Lemonis from The Prophet on CNBC with US 99.5.